Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, October 28th, 2020. In response to the increasing number of new coronavirus infections, the Senate in Berlin has reduced the permitted number of participants at events. According to information from RBB, only 300 people are now allowed to gather at inside events and 500 at outside events. That said, if a comprehensive hygiene and distance concept with permanently assigned places is available, the upper limit will be raised to 800 people allowed inside and 1,000 outside, including football matches. The new regulation is expected to come into force this Saturday, October 31st. In addition, according to Finance Senator Matthias Kolatz, the Senate agreed that the current 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew for bars and restaurants in Berlin is to be extended by 2 weeks until mid-November, and added that the final decision on the curfew extension will be made after the meeting with Chancellor Merkel and the prime ministers on Wednesday in an extraordinary Senate session on Wednesday evening or Thursday morning. The RBB is reporting that the red-red-green Senate is firmly convinced that the nighttime curfew, together with the ban on alcohol, is a real solution in the corona crisis, and that it is necessary as long as the infection rates remain high. The current regulation expires on October 31st. Kolatz explained that the Senate is very much in favor of relaxing the regulations, but not as long as the infection rates are high. And he added, as long as the virus rates in Berlin remain high, the curfew will continue to be extended repeatedly. The Senate is also looking with interest at the ruling of the Higher Administrative Court in Munster, where the curfew for restaurants and bars in the risk areas of North Rhine-Westphalia was confirmed. In Berlin, because individual restaurateurs have filed urgent motions against the curfew and were granted justice by the administrative court, the curfew no longer applies to more than 30 restaurants and bars. As in Munster, it is the declared goal of the Senate to make the regulation for Berlin legally binding. To this end, a proposal for a new ordinance by Economic Senator Ramona Pop is on the table, but was initially put on hold by the Senate yesterday. It is also expected that the Senate will clarify the obligation to wear masks in public spaces, which has been in effect since last Saturday for markets and 10 busy shopping streets. Checks on cyclists on Bergmannstrasse had caused some irritation last weekend, and on Monday, it was made clear that there is no regulation for cyclists to wear masks after all. A tightening of the corona measures will also be discussed on Wednesday in another conference of the federal and state governments. In view of the sharp rise in the number of new infections, Chancellor Merkel has moved up a video conference with the state premiers by 2 days. As we mentioned last week, the Christmas market at Berlin's Gendarmenmarkt is canceled due to the coronavirus. But other large Christmas markets are to take place with restrictions, including mandatory masks. Michael Roden, chairman of the Berlin Schaustellerverband, or Fair Association, stated, quote, "We think that the containment of COVID-19 is in everyone's interest and that mandatory masks do not stand in the way of the Christmas spirit. As things stand at present, Christmas markets will take place at Breitscheidplatz, Alexanderplatz, and at the Rotes Rathaus." According to organizer Arnold Bergmann, the Winterwelt at Potsdamer Platz will also open, but with a significantly reduced range of attractions. In addition to the corona pandemic, the renovation work and the associated closure of the Potsdamer Platz Arkaden is also a reason for the reduced offerings. Significantly fewer than the usual 120 sales stands are also planned at Breitscheidplatz, where a distance of 3 meters between the vendors' stands is now a requirement. Spokeswoman Angelika Grüttner remarked that planning is not yet complete and discussions are underway, for example, about expanding the market to Tauentzienstrasse. The market, which lasts 6 weeks, normally attracts about 1 million visitors, which obviously is not expected this year. The hygiene concept includes not only the distance between visitors, but also a greater distance between visitors and the retailers, and the sales counters are to be widened, plastic tarpaulins are planned as protection, and the catering area is to be enlarged so that guests can maintain the necessary distancing. Hans-Dieter Laubinger, organizer of the Christmas market at the Rotes Rathaus, also expects significantly fewer visitors, and it's still being questioned whether it's economically viable at all. Arnold Bergmann, who organizes the Christmas market on Alexanderplatz, stated, quote, "The Christmas market is the last ray of hope for many traders who have not collected any money all year round, and often their reserves are used up. Only 50 instead of the 90 normal stands are planned there this year, not only because of the corona requirements, but because traders don't want to and can no longer take any risks. For many, it's no longer financially viable to buy goods and hire staff and then suddenly find themselves facing another possible lockdown." The organizer of the Christmas market at Schloss Charlottenburg, Tommy Erbe, said that a hygiene concept had already been developed for the market this past summer, according to which access is only possible with a mask. The biggest worry for him is that the markets will be canceled after all. Federal Minister of Transport Andreas Scheuer assumes that BER will need further state aid during the corona pandemic, remarking Tuesday on RBB's Inforadio that the airport is opening at a time when the air traffic industry is experiencing its greatest crisis globally. He added, quote, "I have the figures on my desk, and I am extremely worried. From the aircraft manufacturers to air traffic control, the airports, airlines, and everything in between, to the store operators, everyone is in the deepest crisis of the last decades, and all the worst-case scenarios are getting worse." The three owners of the airport company, Berlin, Brandenburg, and the German federal government, are already supporting the FBB with 300 million euros this year. For next year, they have agreed to provide a loan of around 550 million euros, and the Minister of Transportation assumes that further financial aid will also be necessary. Scheuer said that politicians must now offer solutions that involve emergency aid, also for the BER, as is to be discussed at a national air traffic summit on November 6th. Airport CEO Engelbert Ludke-Daldrup had already emphasized in May in the BER Special Committee of the Brandenburg State Parliament that the new airport will initially be a subsidized business and may still need support in 2021, 22, and 23, as, according to the CEO, it will take some time before passenger numbers return to pre-crisis levels. With a view to the opening of the airport on Saturday, Federal Transport Minister Scheuer explained that he is relieved, despite the crisis, that the deadline of October 31st could be kept, and he wants to ensure that the airport is successful and that there are more international flights into Berlin in the future, and added, quote, "Berlin is our capital. Berlin must be a hub." The Jewish Museum in Berlin has honored former U.S. Secretary of State Madeleine K. Albright and pianist Igor Levit with the Preis für Verständigung und Toleranz, or the Prize for Understanding and Tolerance. The museum justified its decision on Tuesday, saying that as a politician, professor, and author, Albright is an indispensable voice. Her political awareness is based on her double experience of flight from the Nazis in Prague, and later from the communist dictatorship in Belgrade. According to the museum, Levit is one of the most important political voices of his generation. With his statements, he positioned himself against racism, anti-Semitism, homophobia, and misogyny. He did not allow himself to be distracted in his commitment, although he was hostile and threatened for it. The presenters at the award ceremony this Saturday will be former German Foreign Minister Joschka Fischer for Albright and moderator and journalist Dunja Hayali for Levitt. Former recipients of the prize include German Chancellor Merkel, conductor and pianist Daniel Barenboim, and author David Grossman. And lastly, thank you to Bruce and Guillaume for your recent generosity. Please visit our website at berlinbriefing.de for information about donating to help keep us up and running. That said, please remember, we are forever committed to keeping Berlin Briefing free and without advertisements for everyone. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.